It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're finishing up a lesson on Jesus when he talked with Nicodemus. It's on John chapter 3, and we're almost through with that. Back there, just three little things we want to take care of before we proceed to the next lesson. And one is how that we emphasize when we go through John chapter 3 that the faith that saves is an active, obedient faith. We read that verse 18 through 21 show that this is an active, obedient faith. So does verse 35. Look at John 3:35. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That shows we need to believe and obey. Now, it was in this that Jesus says, I came not into the world to condemn the world. And there's this little note at the end of the Sunday school lesson. If people in church have the Spirit of Christ, they will in gentleness and humility try to restore all other members who have been overtaken in any trespasses, but will not scour the country hunting up all the faults and mistakes against such in order to condemn them. Now that pretty much ends that lesson that we were talking about in John 3, but there is this little poem right at the end of the lesson, and it reads like this. All that journey, soon or late, must pass within the garden's gate, must kneel alone in darkness there, and battle with some fierce despair. God pity those who cannot say, not mine, but thine, who only pray let this cup pass, and cannot see the purpose in Gethsemane. Now with that, we're going to start our next lesson. It's about the time when Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. You'll want to get your Bible and turn to John chapter 4. And in just a few moments, we're going to read that entire story from John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, and going through verse 42 and making some notes along the way. Now, while you're getting your Bible and turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, before we proceed with this lesson, we want to read the biblical text. So beginning in John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs pass through Samaria. So he cometh to the city of Samaria, called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. That means it was about noon our time. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest me of drink, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his sons and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone that drinketh of this well shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come all the way to hither to draw. Jesus said to her, Go call thy husband and come thither. The woman answered and said unto him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, Thou hast said well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he who thou now hast is not thy husband. This hast thou said truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall ye worship the Father. Ye worship that which ye know not. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be his worshippers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, he that is called Christ. When he is come, he will declare unto us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why speakest thou with her? So the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Can this be the Christ? They went out of the city and were come to him. In the meanwhile the disciples prayed him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. The disciples therefore said one to another, Hast any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said to them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to accomplish his work. Say not ye, There yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white already unto harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. And he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. For herein is the saying true, One soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye have not labored. Others have labored, and ye are entered into their labor. And from that city many of the Samaritans believed on him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me all things that ever I did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they besought him to abide with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy speaking, for we have heard for ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the devotional reading is the 25th Psalm. And I'll read that now. The inscription calls it a Psalm of David. Psalm 25:1. Unto thee, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee have I trusted. Let me not be put to shame. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, none that wait for thee shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame that deal treacherously without cause. Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Teach me thy paths. Guide me in thy truth and teach me.
for thou art the God of my salvation. For thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Jehovah, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy loving kindness, remember thou me. For thy goodness' sake, O Jehovah, good and upright is Jehovah. Therefore will he instruct sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in justice, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of Jehovah are loving kindness and truth unto such as keep his commandment and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Jehovah, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. But what man is he that feareth Jehovah? Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. The friendship of Jehovah is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward Jehovah, for he will pluck my feet out of the neck. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Consider mine affliction and my travail, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they that hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul, and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have taken refuge in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. And with that, we turn from the text of our reading to the notes that E.A. Elam wrote in a Sunday school lesson prepared over these passages for the Sunday schools of August the 31st, 1924. And here are the geographical notes. We mention Sychar. That was ancient Shechem, so famous in the early history of Israel. It was about 40 miles north of Jerusalem and was situated between Mount Jezreel and Mount Ebal, the mounts of the blessings and the curses. Abraham had camped there in Genesis 12 and verse 6. And here the covenant was renewed after Joshua had conquered Canaan in Joshua chapter 24. It was on the road from Judea to Galilee. Jacob bought this ground of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money, and he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel, Genesis 33:19 and 20, that is, God the God of Israel. He gave this to Joseph in Genesis 48:22, and here the bones of Joseph were buried after the children of Israel had brought them out of Egypt in Joshua 24 and verse 32. And here was Jacob's well. We read in the Smith's Bible Dictionary that the well of Jacob lies about a mile and a half east of the city, close to the lower road, and just beyond the wretched hamlet of Balata. The well is deep, 75 feet deep when last measured, and there was probably a considerable accumulation of rubbish at the bottom. Sometimes it contains a few feet of water, but at other times it is quite dry. It is entirely excavated in solid rock, perfectly round, 9 feet in diameter, with sides hewn smooth and regular. Of all the special localities in our Lord's life, this is almost the only one that is absolutely undisputed. It was found to be 105 feet deep back in 1697. The 30 feet of rubbish at the bottom has covered up the water. It must have been curved around with stones and perhaps covered. This well was in a well-watered country, hence Jacob must have dug this well in order to be independent of the people of that country. Well, that gives us the geographical background, and in our next lesson, we'll get into the text of this and see what we can learn about Jesus and his discussion with the woman at the well of Samaria. So you make sure to be tuned back in, and we'll continue on with our Bible studies.